USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is reacting to Senator Kamala Harris dropping out of the 2020 race.
She is a first-rate intellect, first-rate candidate, and it's a real competitor. I've mixed emotions about it.
The House Intelligence Committee has released their impeachment report on President Trump by saying that the president abused his power by pressuring the Ukraine president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and other Democrats. The Intelligence Committee is expected to approve the report along party lines in a meeting Tuesday ahead of the first impeachment hearings by the Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Meanwhile, while in London, President Trump talks about the impeachment inquiry.
The Republicans have never been stronger, never been more unified. The Democrats have gone crazy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Turning now to the U.S. economy and the ongoing trade war between the United States and China, President Trump, while in London, stresses he wants a trade deal with China, but it has to be on terms that help you out.
I have to make the right deal. I'm not going to make a deal that's not going to be great for our country. And it can't be an even deal. If it's an even deal, it's no good.
Many folks are giving back to their favorite charities today, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
After 3 days of spending, Americans are today being asked to give. On Tuesday, it's Giving Tuesday, a worldwide movement aimed at promoting generosity and helping others with the gift of time, goods, and monetary donations. Initial data shows sales on Cyber Monday reached $9.2 billion. That's a record and a 17% increase over last year, according to Adobe Marketing and Consumer Insights.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As long as folks can remember, cheating has been around. From sports to TV game shows to financial fraud, people have always been trying to exploit what cheaters consider to be the ever-expanding gray area. Well, USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Julie Fenster. She's the author of a book titled Cheaters Always Win, and one of the things we discuss is this new role of cheating in academics and how it's always been around, but ultimately in the last few years has been taken to a whole new level.
Yeah, and one of the ways that's kind of heartbreaking, we've heard a lot about academic cheating. Now, that has been around for a while in terms of the students cheating, but this idea that the parents cheat to get the students in, or that people misrepresent themselves as a certain ethnic group in order to get into a good college, that's new. That's quite new. And, boy, that's heartbreaking, because look at the person who did not get into college because of that cheating. That is... you know, the people who seriously studied and seriously deserved a place, or who actually are from a certain ethnic group and don't get in because someone else is literally stealing their place. That's life-changing.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1967 when the first human heart transplant takes place in South Africa. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.